from the Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're traveling to the Cree Nation of Mississippi, Quebec. And joining us, we're honored to welcome Aiden Gray, the artist behind Cinematic. His debut album, Metamorphosis, is out, written, composed, and produced entirely on his own. Aiden will be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spending you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. You ready? Our journey starts now. Let's take off from Quebec. Music now from our guest, Cinematic. This is Moth. Was music from our guest, Cinematic, in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, let's head up to Minnesota. This is First Floor Highway, Under the Sun.
Die 27. the give and take. I squandered fortunes, broke many a heart. Well, you can't pass go if you forget to start. So I guess I'll just roll, I guess I'll move on.
ancestors in your boat? Are they calling you to protect your home? Don't let society fool you into doubting where you belong. Together, our circle is strong.
That was music from Danita Large. All right, let's go way back. This is Exit, Color Natural Gone. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Thank you.
That was Curtis Clear Sky and the Constellations. All right, here's Mano Negra. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music. Music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda Seen. Eternal. Off their End of Summer album. Hey, right now, if you want to get a hold of me, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com, and I'll email you back. And I'm inviting you over to our new indigenousandmusicdirectory.com. Come on over and check us out. See who's in. Iskwe, I Get High. We are indigenous in music. Iskwe, I Get High. I'm Larry Kay. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, our guest, Cinematic, will be in the spotlight. Don't go nowhere. The Indigenous music industry finally has a home of its own. The new Indigenous in Music Directory is now live, connecting artists, bands, labels, media, festivals, and fans from across Turtle Island. Explore the directory and become a member, and let the world discover your voice. Our circle is hot, and it's time to jump in. It all starts at indigenousandmusicdirectory.com.
The Halusa Nation.
We are the music makers, playing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com. From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight Interview. I'm Larry Kay. Today, we welcome Aiden Gray, a.k.a. Cinematic, from Mistassini, Quebec. And today, he's talking about his powerful debut album, Metamorphosis. A fully independent, self-produced project, blending rock, metal, and cinematic sound, this is music about transformation, struggle, and rising stronger. It's his first visit into our spotlight. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Aiden Gray. How you doing, Aiden?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm down here in sunny Florida. How's it way up there?
It's sunny here too, but we still have like 10 feet of snow.
Oh, man. Where are you calling in from tonight?
Mistassini, Quebec.
Oh, you're at home. Right on.
Right at home.
Staying close. Well, I've been jamming to your music all day. Good tunes. I'm very impressed.
Oh, thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, I like it. So why don't we start with an introduction, and then we'll talk about the new album, and I'll let you go ahead and hit the stage.
Hi, I'm Aiden Gray from Cinematic, and I'm here to talk about my new album, Metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm.
Out now.
Now, you getting any airplay up there in your area?
Yeah, actually, I just got in contact with one of our local radio people who wanted to do an interview as well, but I haven't gotten the time yet, but I'm going to try to see what I can do right after this.
Sure. Well, let's talk about your debut album. It's centered on transformation. Now, what was happening in your life that inspired this journey of change?
without, like, talking deep about it, like, it's basically about overcoming, you know, like, those dark obstacles in your life, like childhood trauma, for an example, or some mental health issues. I even touch on stuff like that. What I think about in Metamorphosis is that you don't have to keep crawling on the ground, like always wanting or always having to suffer. You can rise above and, like,
oh yeah,
kind of like build your own cocoon in order to fly.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So, and some of these songs are like 10 years old too, so in a way they are also sort of rebirthing themselves. Because I've had worked on these songs like a long time ago, since maybe I was a teenager at some point.
Okay.
I wanted to kind of dig them up from the ground and see what they would be like. And then there are some where I felt like, okay, maybe this is not for this album, but like I wanted this album to feel empowering and like it's okay to feel sad, but it's not okay if you, you know, like live there too long.
Sure. Well, it's medicine and you're using it very well.
Yeah. And for music, it is my outlet. It is my like place where I pour all my like emotions into and my like, my, I don't know.
Your passion.
Feelings of, yeah, my passion, my feelings, what I'm going through, how I feel about certain things.
Sure.
I even get inspired by other people's stories, or even if I hear a sentence in a movie or something that's like, that just hits me, and then like, this feels inspiring.
Nice. You wrote, composed, and produced this entire album yourself. Now, what did that process teach you about your own sound and identity as an artist?
I'm kind of used to all these kind of elements because when I grew up learning on how to make music, I got inspired with like classical stuff first.
Okay.
And I enjoyed like Beethoven and Mozart and stuff like that. And
Interesting.
I was about a teenager to when I was a teenager, I wanted to combine my like rock and metal influences to into clashing
Sure.
into combining the two sounds to create something else, as well as like electronics too. I love electronic music as
Okay.
well.
Now your music blends rock, metal, and electronic, even the classical elements into something that's cinematic. Now, how did you approach building that kind of layered sound? It's so unique. You know, I don't know who taught you, but or who inspired you? What rock and roll musician? But man, you got it going down.
Thanks. I get inspired by a lot of like other musicians too, of like of how they do their sounds, and I just love the orchestra when it comes with the rock sound. It's just like it builds this other like layer as if it's like another universe in the same like breath. And so I like that idea when creating music. And when I write my songs, it could take 5 hours or it could take 10 years. I always start with the music first, of like, I always want to hear the sounds and I want to know how it's going to feel and where
Sure.
it's going to go and where it's going to dive into or where it's going to, come apart. And yeah, and when I feel like, okay, I feel like this music is done, and now the hard part is writing lyrics.
There you go. All right.
Because I can't write lyrics just to write them, and
Sure.
I have to mean what I say because this is my creation and it's my art. It's almost like when you paint a picture, you want to have your own image on it and exactly how you want it.
Aiden, do you have any advice for new and upcoming musicians that are getting into the scene?
Don't give up. Even if you suck, keep going, keep trying. And if people make fun of you, then you're doing something right.
There you go. Bam. Follow the passion.
Exactly.
You're tuned in to Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay and Aiden Gray, creator of the rock machine Cinematic. He's also featured in our current issue of the same magazine. You can visit us on our homepage at indigenousinmusic.com to read all about him and listen to this interview. Aiden, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous in Music Spotlight and giving us an update on your brand new album. Good tunes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was interesting and fun.
Nice. Well, we're going to play you a track off your new album. Here is Skeletons.
Hide the tears of pain.
that was music from Cinematic, and that was Skeletons. In case you're just tuning in, the creator, Aidan Gray, was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Summertime.
That was music from DJ Bittman from Chile. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
Indigenous in Music is on the go. Take us along on your next vacation and let us take you on a musical journey, all while you relax on the beach. Find us on your smart speaker. Just say it out loud, Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay, and let the party begin.
Do you love Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay? You can now show your love and take our support challenge. Visit us on our music page and you get to choose. You can become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. Take the support challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for taking the time to show your love.
Donations come in many forms. A sustained membership, a one-time gift, even that extra vehicle you no longer need. Learn more about the advantages of donating a vehicle. Here's how. Go to Indigenous in Music and click Donate.
All right, let's head up to Ontario, to the Grand River Territory. Here's something new from Logan Stats, Rain, Water, and Whiskey.
He's been a long time coming. He's been a long time running. A long time running away. It's been so long, long, yeah. Another love done me wrong, yeah. Loving, struggling, recovering in vain. Strung out on dope at the end of my rope, slipping away.
Oh,
Monty Hori Cocktail. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. We've been hanging around 20 years now. 20 years on the radio. If you liked our show, you can always visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.